T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go back now on the WadeFord.com hotline. See if we got Coach Pierce rocking and rolling. Coach, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good. Now we got you. Last night, really good game with the San Antonio Spurs. But I want to get to something that the last two teams you've played have done to Trae Young. San Antonio and Miami, it seems like they both have been blitzing him, getting him off his spots. Is that one of those teachable moments for Trae as he matures in the league?
Yeah, no. We've seen every coverage all year. Miami was aggressive with the blitz. And, you know, the challenge there is how quickly can Trae bait the blitz and then get off the basketball and attack 4-on-3 behind it. Yesterday, there weren't a whole lot of blitzes. It was just an elite defender and Derek White. They did a good job of keeping his containment under control and, you know, making it tough for Trae just to get an open look. That's the challenge when you have a really good defender, you know, how to use pick and rolls to create additional separation when it's difficult to go by one guy. And then with Miami, when they're going to just commit two guys to the basketball, you know, how do we take advantage of it and bait the two guys coming out to blitz them and then get off the basketball quick? And so he's got to be able to make the reads. We've got to put him in positions to do so, and then we've got to be able to attack behind it.
So I love it. Bait the blitz. We've got a phrase from head coach Lloyd Pierce of our Hawks. And coach, you know, obviously the ejection of Trae Young on Sunday was frustrating. You know, how it happened, why it happened, the whole thing. We've covered it all week. Last night, Taurean Prince gets run out of the game for back-to-back techs. And I was watching the broadcast with Bob Rathman and Dominique Wilkins. They're like, what did he say? I mean, that was quick. You know what? I mean, what did you hear? What Taurean said to get run out of the game as quickly as he did?
I didn't hear it, and I obviously find out later. And you know, honestly, I got no comment on it. There's certain things you can't say and you shouldn't say. And although it's quick, there's certain things you have to avoid. And what was said was inappropriate, and it's unfortunate, but it is a teaching lesson. You know, it's a game that we all have to play, and it's a competitive game, and it's a tough atmosphere sometimes. We're not always going to get the favorable call. We're not always going to have calls go our way. And, you know, there's times where you're intense and you're competitive, and there's times you got to be able to play through it. But there's also a respect factor that we all have to play. We want the officials to respect us. We have to show respect as well, and sometimes it's the words. It's not really how much or how aggressive you say it. It's just what you say. I can get you in trouble, and that's kind of what happened yesterday.
Coach, going back to the Trae Young deal that happened over the weekend with Chicago, I didn't see him say anything. It was a stare down. I get upset at that because I'll watch James Harden do it. I'll watch Steph Curry do it. I watch all these guys around the league. They're doing the bow and arrow, and then Trae hits a three and stands there. What was your reaction when that goes down?
Truthfully, I didn't see it. And, you know, those plays happen bang, bang. We call a timeout. I walk out onto the court. I don't think the stare down was long enough to merit anything. I think the officials probably agree after the fact. But it happened, and it's bad timing. We benefited from it the other game. We played Detroit, and Blake Griffin gets thrown out for a very similar action, and I didn't agree with Blake being thrown out of our game at the time because he said something. It wasn't malicious. It was loud, but it wasn't malicious, and it's part of competition, and I don't mind trash talk. And he gets thrown out for the very same reason. Trae, I don't think, said anything, but there was a stare down. I didn't think it merited a tech, and definitely not a double tech where he was ejected for getting his second. Again, it's human error. I thought the official assumed there was more, and there wasn't, and he made the call, and the call was at the point where he had already received the tech and gets thrown out. It's human error, and we got to live with it. And we were on one end against Detroit, and we come up on the short end against Chicago. Fortunately for us, we're still able to win the game.
And that brings what goes around comes around, baby. You play 82 of these, man. You're going to get some highs and lows and everything in between. Lloyd Pierce hanging out with Rick and John. He does it on the Home of the Hawks every Thursday at 1:40. Coach, I thought it was a really cool moment at the end of the game when, you know, zero's on the clock and you go to the center court and Greg Popovich comes to center court. You kind of half hugged and had some words there. Maybe if you can't give us exactly what he said, can you give us the tone or sort of paraphrase what he said to you?
Yeah, Pop's great. You know, I got to know Pop just through Mike Brown, who I worked for San Antonio, and Brett Brown obviously comes from San Antonio as well in Philadelphia. And so I've gotten to know Pop through those guys over the years. And he just came over politely and said, hey, you guys compete every single night. And he said, we as coaches, we always want more. We expect more. We're going to keep seeking for more. The bottom line is your guys compete every night, and that's the most important thing. He said, you're doing a heck of a job. I love the way your guys play, and I love the fact that they compete every night. So keep your head up, and you're on the right path. And so, you know, it's classic Pop. He's always complimentary. It's never just about him. He loves empowering others, and that's why his players are always come out on top because they're empowered by an unbelievable coach. So I took the words as a great form of respect from probably the greatest coach in our game.
Coach, I saw a real respectful moment at the end of the Miami game the other night. Dwayne Wade going over to Kevin Huerter, exchanging jerseys. Was Kevin surprised by that gesture, and what was his reaction afterwards?
There's probably not a better moment than that one on the year. Dwayne, who's been doing this for the entire season, and he's done it, you know, with the veteran guys, his good buddies, some of the young guys. But I think a lot of them have all known that they were going to do it leading up to that moment. And so Kevin was probably the one real surprise that Dwayne did it. And Kevin looked like a rookie at that moment. Just the ultimate show of respect for a guy that he's looked up to, the reason why he wears number 3, emulates Dwayne Wade in a lot of different ways. And so it was a great moment. It was a funny moment. But I also understand that that's a sign of respect for Kevin and what he's been able to do this first year for Dwayne to even acknowledge and want to do the jersey swap with him as well.
Coach, we think your honesty is amazing. Love it. And give me a quick answer on this one, if you could. So Taurean Prince just had a son. Missed a couple of games being with family with that whole thing going on. You, under a year ago, had a little baby as well. Have you given him some advice?
Well, he's given me some advice. This is his second child. I'm still on baby number one. You know, it was great talking to him yesterday, and he said the second time around was just different. He said he just had a better handle going into the delivery room, and he's excited to have his son now at home and see his daughter meet her little brother for the first time. And so I'm getting advice from Taurean, to be honest with you. He's going through this. And, you know, we all sat down. I sat down with Taurean and Kent Bazemore, and we talked about the birth of a child because Kent is up next, and Kent's about 3 or 4 weeks away from having his first child. So it's been great. You know, one of the beauties of coaching is it's not always coaches delivering messages and teaching points to players. You learn as much from your players as well, and that's part of the growth process of a team.
Coach, great stuff as always. Best of luck coming up this weekend with Brooklyn coming to town.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate you guys having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.